Ira Hill, Coach Miles from Georgia State football. A tough loss on Friday, but just hearing you there, it's time to move on and prepare for Air Force.
That's the way it always is. I mean, you get win or lose, you get about 24 hours to feel sorry for yourself or feel happy for yourself, and then it's on to the next one. I mean, that's just the way, that's football, that's life, that's the way it is. And a little tougher in football because of the fact that you get baseball and basketball, you can play the next day or the next 2 days, you know. We got to wait a whole week to go out and get that taste out of our mouth, so we got to get out back on the practice field and get going. Because if you dwell on what's happened in the past, you're going to be set up for failure.
We'll start with the defense. You have to face Air Force, triple option running attack. How does that change your preparations as far as your scout teams and things like that, face a team like Air Force as opposed to other
opponents? Well, you're never really going to simulate what they do because you don't run the option. But we work on it all the time. We always work on the option every day, even when we don't play an option football team, just because somebody can run it and surprise you. Because there's base fundamentals and base rules that you've got to stick to. And if you can do that and execute it and play assignment football and tackle the dive and get somebody to the pitch and somebody to the cue and not get caught with your eyes in the backfield for when they play action pass you, you know, you'll have a chance. So it's just about being disciplined, and that's what we got to go out, discipline a disciplined football team.
Offensively, you chose Manning as your starting quarterback. You got a good amount of time. What were some positives that you saw from him and the rest of the offensive unit, or things that you maybe want to improve on?
Well, he was pretty accurate. He threw the quick game pretty well. There's some things we got to fix, you know, but you'll see him and Aaron.
I was going to say, are you going to stick with that? Do you see this two-quarterback situation kind of playing out a little bit longer?
Yeah, until, you know, one of them just separates himself so much. Right now they're pretty close to each other, so you'll see them both, and they both bring different things to the table, which helps us out offensively.
You mentioned post-game that you had offensive line struggle picking up some blitzes in some of the defense packages at Ball State. What are you kind of working on this week to help out with that against the Air Force?
A little bit of everything. Their fundamentals are their techniques, you know. Get in the heat of the moment and you start losing your technique, that's not good. So, you know, we just got to keep pounding them, keep drilling them, and keep improving each day.
And lastly, going all the way to Colorado, I think they're a little bit at higher altitude, things like that. Are you just preparing the guys for conditioning or anything specifically with that?
We prepare every day in the heat, you know, so, and humidity. There's been studies that you know, I don't know, there's been studies that say that, you know, preparing in heat and humidity is just as tough as preparing in altitude. So we don't make a big deal out of it. We got to go play. It ain't going to change. I mean, Atlanta's not going to get to 5,000 feet by the weekend, so it doesn't matter. You know, we just go play. We don't make a big deal out of it at all.
Okay.